Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
SZA says she felt like Drake tried to sabotage her on their most recent collab. So they just put together a song called Slime You Out, and it was this huge song. It debuted at number one on the Hot 100 charts. But SZA revealed in a recent interview with WSJ Magazine that she felt like, honestly, Drake was trying to sabotage her during the process of creating it. So she said, I handed in the first draft to Drake, and he says he's putting it on his album. And she says, I'm scared because I handed in second vocals and he didn't use those. And now I'm like, are you trying to sabotage me? She says, I know that's not true. I literally know that's not true, but that's how bad I feel about my first draft. When things come from an effortless space, I almost can't enjoy it. If you accept my first draft, I won't trust you. She feels like she's doing a better job on the second time around. So she felt like, if he's using the first one, he's trying to make her look bad. But that obviously isn't the case because the song went number one. So it was amazing.
Maybe she thought it sounded better, but he liked the first version. He preferred the first version.
I think a lot of artists struggle with that. I struggle with that. Like, my engineer always takes the first cut, because typically as an artist, whatever you do first, effortlessly, like she said, is probably as good as it's going to get. But you hear something completely different and you try to constantly fix those little mistakes.
Yeah.
When in actuality, it typically sounds the best it's going to sound the first time.
Anytime we try to replicate like a conversation that we have off the air that is really funny or interesting, and we're like, hold on, let's talk about this on the air. It is never nearly as good. Never. It's always the best the first time.
Yeah, as a perfectionist, I feel this way all the time, especially like when it came to my podcast. If I finish something in like an hour, I'm like, this normally takes me like 7 hours, so this is way too easy, so it must not be good. But I think perfectionists, we got to take a step back and realize not everything needs to be hard.
Can I pause for just 1 second? Yeah. I'm having an ADD moment.
Yeah.
Totally off subject.
Okay.
For somebody that knows nothing about baseball, why are you wearing a Rangers jersey?
My dad used to work for the Rangers.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering what the connection was.
And I know things about baseball.
Name two players on the Rangers right now.
The Pudge Rodriguez.
He retired like 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
that was...
That was the last time I went to a Rangers game.
That's
still impressive.
All right.
Nolan Ryan, Bert.
I was just curious, because it's not like we talk about sports a lot. And here the Rangers are leading the World Series, and you're wearing a shirt, and I've never seen that before.
I've had this sweatshirt for forever, but I've never worn it because we're in Braves territory.
All right, well, maybe Pudge hits a home run tonight. Yeah.
In your defense, this is the sports equivalent of when you wear a band t-shirt, and a guy's like, name three songs.
Yep.
Named a guitarist in 1949 on that band.
No, it's not, because this is like the front runner in the World Series right now.
My dad was on the Rangers payroll for five years.
Fair enough.
That is fair. Yeah.
Just wondering.
I have been through, well, now it's a new stadium. But.
Who's that made by Bandwagon Apparel?
No. Her dad worked for the team.
Her dad was Pudge Rodriguez.
Nolan Ryan is a cousin.
My dad had an office in that stadium.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know what the connection was. Got it.
Wait, right. You came in hot with that question. Would you like to apologize?
No, I think it's a lame reason, but go ahead.
Okay. Apologize right now.
I am so sorry.
Thank you. Back to my segment. Got things to you talk
really,
about.
You really kind of made it right when you named Pudge Rodriguez.
That was so funny.
That was beautiful.
He's my favorite player just because I liked his name. Anyway. All right. This is how you know someone's committed to their job. A TMZ reporter went on a literal run with ASAP Rocky because she needed answers to her questions.
Could be like that. The next great way to interview celebrities. You know, they got the hot ones where you're doing the spicy chicken wings. This could be a great way.
They already do that.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think Ashton Kutcher does this or something. Like, he works out and interviews celebrities while they're working out.
All right, you got the the interview while you're driving the car gimmick. This could work.
Yeah.
I like this ASAP. Keep doing it. They can chase you for the interview.
Matthew Perry's old friends have a brutal statement about his ex-fiance. I'll share it with you on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.